Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What would Jamie do?
Before I start my podcast, I always have a cup of tea, and that's what I do. Don't make any sound, but I'm with someone right now, guys. Thank you for the Chinese guy who gave me flu. Anyways, welcome back, everyone. This is WWGG. What would Jesus do? Just kidding. What would Jamie do? And I'm here with a special guest, and it's my first time actually saying hello to him, so do you want to say hello to my…
Hello. Hello, fellow…
Yes.
What are your fans named?
Baby J's.
Baby J's. Baby What's J's. Up, Baby J's?
Yes. Tell us your name.
My name is Levi. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's it. Oh my gosh. That was so… Okay,
I'm Levi Bernhardt.
Yes. Introduce yourself. What you do. What do you eat.
I'm a YouTuber. I eat it all. You say what I eat?
Yes.
I do. I eat it all, literally.
Yes. What's your blood type?
A negative.
Oh. So he knows his blood type.
Yeah. It's only because my mom gave me a card when I started driving. So just in case I get in a car wreck, the ambulance knows what kind of blood to give me.
All right, guys. We are with Levi. His Korean name is Pahi.
She made fun of me.
Pahi.
Pahi.
Pahi. So I'm with Levi Pahi. I'm going to call him Pahi. I think that's more cute. Anyways, before we start the WWJD, we have an email. It's wwjd@thedivestudios.com. You can call us, phone, Skype, +12093229953. I never called you guys. I never called in this number. I really want to know how the ringtone goes.
I'll call it right now.
Is it just like… Is that? Okay. Anyways, we have Instagram, Twitter, because we're fucking famous. WWJD_podcast. You can have clips. We have clips on YouTube. It's on Dive Studios. Rate and review on iTunes. Anyways. Yes. You are a creator on YouTube.
Let's
just talk a little bit about you.
Would love that.
Because I barely know him too.
Right. We just met four minutes ago maybe.
4 minutes ago. We talked about flus and that was it. YouTube creator. I saw one of your videos. It was really big because, you know, the dancing video with no text. Like you send it to your schoolmates.
Yeah, it was like send this to your group text with no context.
Yes, that was like the first video that you kind of like got.
Yeah, it kind of blew up a little bit.
Yes,
I was like 4 million views or something.
Yes. Woo! 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 Woo!
Thank you. So I paid my rent for a few months.
Shit. So I heard you live in Korea.
I do. I've been here since last February.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What? Why is that? Why is it Korea?
Well, I didn't want to stay in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And eventually I'll get out to LA. I want to act, but I was like, you know what? In the meantime, before I get started with my real life and stuff,
yes,
I want to go learn another language, you know, live in a different country.
And it has to be Korea.
I just thought Korea would be great. I love languages. And okay. I don't know any Asian languages. And Korean is clearly the superior Asian language. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the first language that you learned from Korea?
Italian. Was the first language.
No, what was the first word that you learned?
Surely 안녕하세요 or something like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, that was super lame.
Yeah.
So, okay. Do you have many friends here though?
Now, thank God.
Yeah.
When I moved here, I knew one single person in this country. Mm-hmm. And she was in… where was she? I always say the wrong city.
동대문. 역삼동.
No, it was it's real south. Do you remember? I always say the wrong thing. Where was Carly? Gyeongju.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, super far. And so obviously I wasn't going to see her. And then Diane and I have a mutual friend. He's a YouTuber.
Oh.
And he was like, hey, I have a friend in Korea. You should meet her. And I was like, please.
Who?
Chris Clemens. I know.
Yes.
He's going to be so satisfied.
All right. So just to keep it a little short, my podcast of what we do is I give advices to them.
Okay.
So it's what would Jamie do? So yes, exactly. That's what we're gonna do, and also we're gonna talk. You have to talk in your situation.
Okay.
On what you would do.
My opinion.
Yes. It's very chill, so you can say whatever you want,
dope.
But just don't hurt them because
okay,
they have.
I'm pretty truthful. I would say.
Yes. So I'm getting like okay, good. Let's start.
Okay.
Let's start with the first submission. Would you like to try the first one?
This one's from Boy from Mercury.
Okay.
Okay. How does that? Anyway. Hi, Jamie. Oh, okay. Okay. Hi, Jamie. So I'm basically the quote unquote new kid in high school. And one day I was going to class when I saw him.
Oh.
You see, the thing with hot boys is that they're always surrounded by many people and are popular.
Yes.
But he is always alone. Ooh. Timothée Chalamet vibes. I found his IG account and followed him. He followed me back immediately. T.
What?
I found out through his stories he has the same interest in me and is fucking following Jay Park. I slid into his DMs and replied to one of his stories about a movie. We talked for hours and then he asked, where are you from? And I was like, Earth? Question mark. Nice.
Oh my God.
Then he said, nice, I'm from Mercury. Ew, this is so high school.
How old are y'all?
And that's when my dumbass said, oh, really? That's why you hot? And then he was chill with it. And I was super happy. And we kept talking. And I didn't tell him we go to the same school. Hold on.
I didn't tell him. Oh, okay.
And then one day he left me on scene. I think he knows me because he keeps staring at me during break. And I'm super scared. He might think I'm a…
Ho?
I'm a hoe.
I'm a hoe? Like, why?
I was reading hole. Same vibe. Yeah. But boy, I dislike you, TT. Jamie, help!
No, but, like, but why would he think that you're a…
A hoe?
Yeah.
What do we have to give advice on? It sounds like…
So she's scared.
So they've never met.
Mm-mm.
But they've been chatting on Insta.
IG, DM.
Right.
And they call them, like, hot. Mm-hmm. So they're literally talking to each other with the same scene.
Mm.
But… She or he, I don't know. Let's call it a she.
Right. Yes. They.
They. Or, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's just super scared that he might think that she's a…
Ho?
But I don't get it why he would think you as…
First things first, you gotta meet. In real life.
Right.
But you're also, not, now at this point, it sounds like you guys have been chatting for a while. So, what are you gonna do? Walk up to him and be like…
I'm Earth.
Hey.
And you're Mercury. Or something like that. I don't know. Like, okay, maybe in school, maybe she's…
But also, she
has
said,
a drama.
How would he not know who she is? If they've been talking and they follow each other on
photo.
IG.
Yeah. She has a photo on her Instagram. No?
Right.
Maybe she's the only one who like posts like puppy pictures.
Right. Or like…
Or like, you know…
Like a,
aesthetic like, stuff. The one that he left me on scene. I think he knows me. So…
Well, first you should just message him on Insta. Be like, hey, we go to the same school.
And you left
question
me on
mark?
Scene. Question mark. I mean, I would go up to him or I'll just text him.
You gotta,
again, if you're shy. If you're shy,
right.
Just like text him back on Instagram. And be like, hey. And then like the uniform.
It's me… Maybe a couple planet emojis.
Yes.
You know?
The Earth emojis.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, are you still there? I don't know. Like, is this a big situation? I wouldn't call it a big situation.
No.
Right?
Yeah, just be chill about it.
I think she's
shy. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, it's a baby. All right. Next.
that was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just message him.
The second one we have is a voicemail.
Hey, Jamie. I have a question. So I'm obviously a crazy K-pop girl. I feel like that's pretty obvious from calling this line. But as a crazy K-pop girl who has like a following on social media and wants a career in marketing and hopefully maybe even in Korean entertainment, would it be okay to show my crazy K-pop fan account or… Do you think I should keep that secret?
From what?
I obviously want to show the fan account because I want to show that I can have engagement and I can have a large following, and I know I understand social media and everything, but at the same time, I don't want to scare people in industries that they won't hire a fangirl.
Right.
Like, if I were, for example, to apply to JYP Entertainment, I do not want them to be scared of me because I have, like, a GOT7 fan account. So,
right, you're
an please help me. I don't know what to do. Is that something I should disclose, or is that something I should not disclose? What would Jamie do? Okay. Bye.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for saying those in.
Thank you for your question, crazy
girl. Just to let it all out, I would keep it a secret.
You think
yeah,
so?
Yes.
I don't know.
I would keep it a secret.
Well, like, it depends what your fan account is. Like, if it's just like you're a fan of K-pop, then like that's chill. But if it's like you're tweeting like sexual gifts and stuff, then like. Maybe.
No, I'm just telling you to like keep it a secret. It's just I don't know which entertainment you want to go in, but if it's for JYP, I would definitely not. I would definitely know if you're a fan of someone as
in
like a
JYP.
Real fan. I don't really think that it's a really good plus for you to get in the company, but when you get in the company and after you reveal that you're a fan of someone, it's okay.
Right. Because then they might be that. Like, oh, this yeah. fan's just trying to like get into
yes, get in. To mm-hmm. just meet them. You know, like, it's just not really clear. But I think it's different for all the entertainments. But for JYP, I think it's that of all I know.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who, in the company, who's fans of Stray Kids or,
yeah,
like,
sure.
GOT7. But for them, it's not, like, a fan. They just, like, think them as a, you know, other, like, a son.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, that kind of way.
I feel like if you were applying to maybe, like, a reporting job with, mm-hmm. like a billboard type thing,
right.
then it would be better. Because I feel like they hire like interviewers and writers who are like super fans because
right.
they know they'll do a good job reporting.
Yeah.
But like maybe specifically with an entertainment company, that would be a little sketch.
And there was this one time, there's this manager from another company. She would just stand in front of our door every time we do our music like stages. So the company found out that the manager from another company was a fan of me. And she was, like, not taking care of their company idol. She was, like, always coming to me and giving me, like, food and everything. So I was, like, oh, who is she? Is she, like, the PD name in this, like, music, you know, like account, like, music banku, like, shows. But I found out that she was a manager from another idol. So
they were, like, where's your…
I know.
Where are your artists? And they're, like, I don't fucking care.
You're
Jamie's
like,
performing.
They're, like, did you take your water and everything? And
like, you're like, sis, I have a manager.
I know. And my manager was just like looking at her and be like…
your manager's about to square up. Like
he was like, oh, I don't need to do anything.
Oh,
yeah.
He was like, take it away.
Like, but do you know this girl? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, is she a new person? I'm like, I don't know. And then she was like from another, like totally another place. So that might happen. And for other fans, they wouldn't really like… to see a fan coming into the company.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, there's a lot of bad things.
But then, do you have any advice for her since that seemed like it was her way to get the job? You know what I mean?
I mean, I would go for the entertainment, like, the idols.
Get,
not just one
get some stuff
yeah.
on your resume, then go more specific.
Yes.
Maybe.
So, not just only GOT7.
Right.
Be, like, JB. I would only pick one person. I would just pick GOT7 or Twice or Stray Kids or another company, like a big group, and then just like slowly
work your way in.
I mean, it always got like it has to start with like the fan interest to be in this industry.
Yeah, because they don't want someone who like doesn't care.
Yeah, and they want to make something that the fans wants to buy.
Totally.
So yeah, you need to understand the fans' side. I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, she'll do good in JYP. I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not in JYP, but
me either.
Yeah, same. Celebrity
okay.
advice.
Celebrity
you.
Advice.
Yes.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle made headlines this week when they announced that they'd be stepping down from their roles as senior members of the royal family. Oh. I don't know what that means.
Me too.
There's been a lot of media attention surrounding this topic and criticism about the couple's decision, but that's not what we're here to talk about today.
Okay.
The question for you is this. Let's say that you were a member of the royal family or you were working with your family in some kind of family business and you decided that you wanted to quit. How would you give your 2 weeks' notice? In other words, how would you break the news to your family and what would you say?
Well, that's a really hard question.
Nancy, I'm out.
Because, really, just like that? Just like.
I don't know. Like, if I was a member of the royal family and I didn't want to be, I would simply stop. I think it works.
I'm like,
I don't know.
Like, how though?
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff to do.
It's like kind of like a business here, isn't it? It's just not like a family.
If you had a family business,
it's a family. Yeah. Mm.
That's tricky.
I have no idea because I'm the only child. My parents would understand what I would do. I'll just leave a message, like be like, I'm out.
Yeah, same vibe. Maybe we're not the type of people to.
We're not gonna be like, okay, mom, dad.
Listen, let's have a meeting.
I'm gonna be like, I'm out, bitch. And then I'm like getting airplane tickets from Well, if there's a specific reason that I want to go out, I mean, they would sure understand. But if there's no reason, and I'm just a lazy bitch who just wants to quit everything, then I need to make up with some reasons to get out of that lane.
If you were in the royal family,
yeah,
and like, you were just lazy, what would your excuse be? You're like, I'm really sick of this.
I'm getting paranoid.
Doesn't the country, like, trash on Meghan a lot, too?
What?
They give her so much crap.
Why? I don't know these people. Sorry. So, I only know the king in Thailand.
Same vibe, I think.
That's the only king.
So there's, like, a queen of England. And she has children who are fertile. And they also marry people and have more children. And they're in charge of the country, but not actually in charge of anything. I think that's all I know. I just found out. What was the question?
What was the question? I was like, where are we going? Anyways.
Get out of there, Megan.
Yes. I would leave. And the parents would understand. Uh-huh. But I don't think they would leave Prince Harry to quit.
I also saw on Twitter today that like the Prime Minister of Canada was like, you guys actually can't come here because it's unconstitutional. So maybe where are they gonna go? Thailand?
South Korea.
Be friends with the King of Thailand?
South Korea?
Yeah, they could come to Korea.
Like, you know, call me up and let's come out in my pockets.
You go from Levi Bernhardt to the Prince of England.
She's gonna be talking about her movies. Whatever. Yes. Yes. That's what we would do. Anyways, that was a good talk, but it's just
great talk, Meg.
Thank you for all those. So we have another one.
All right.
It's called Closet Musician.
Closet Musician. So I recently started a new chapter in my life. I moved to Seoul, South Korea. Me too.
Yes, you did. It's not you, right? No.
This is me. Okay. For work. Well, kind of me too. And I really enjoy my time here alone. Mm. I'm away from my family in a completely new country, immersed in a new language, a new culture, etc. We love traveling. Love that. My whole life, I feel like I can never express myself to anyone. No one knows my passion for music or how music is so important in my life. I'm not a good singer/rapper, but I can say that I'm pretty decent at it. Okay. We love self-awareness. I'm slowly learning how to produce music on my own, but for now, I'm just writing lyrics and making up melodies. I've been writing songs secretly for years and have files and files of songs written.
Well, my Gmail is open, so.
Oh, send us an email. She's like, no, don't send it. I come from a big Asian family, so growing up, I felt like my voice was never heard. Mm. I don't know how to tell my family and friends and how they will react when I tell them about my passion for music. I'm scared, lost, and I don't know what to do.
One of those crazy rich Asian. Sorry.
She's the Prince of Thailand.
She's going to be like, Saudika. Whatever.
Thank you.
Respect.
My plan is to just secretly work on my music. And when I finally have a song that's quote unquote ready, that's when I'll be ready to tell them about my passion for music and have them listen to it.
Okay, so you're in Seoul.
She's in Seoul.
She's
in Seoul. Making loves music.
Yes. But she can't tell them to the friends or family because she's
scared that they won't support.
I mean, big Asian family. I think she was supposed to go for like college for big universities like Seoul or kind of like that.
Is she
like a study?
I wonder where she's from. Is she American? I'm getting the vibe that they're not Korean because she moved to Korea for work.
I came from a big Asian family. Mm. So she's Asian.
Okay.
But maybe like mostly Gopal? Asian families, I'm not being racist because I'm Asian. They go for like hardworking for like scholarships and grades. So I think that's why she or he is scared to tell them that I'm not going to study and start music. Don't you think? Mm. That's one of the parts.
In that case, it depends how important like your family's support is for you.
Right.
Because like you could just grind it out and do your thing. And then once you're like making money, be like, hey guys, like this is what I'm doing. Like I'm supporting money. Myself. I would love your support. But like, listen, if it comes down to it and you guys don't like what I'm doing, I'm like already living my own life. I'm supporting myself. Like this is what I choose to do.
Yes. And I'm in Seoul, Korea. So you cannot do anything about it. Yeah. You cannot slap me right now.
But if support is super important to you, then
I would go for music. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't really care. You're there. You have passion for music. You love it. You like doing it, and you think you're decent at it.
Go for it.
So, yes, I would not even
care
what
they
think.
Support will come later. Mm.
But to make that choice, I would try more, what do you say? I would try harder and to, like, do it fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
you gotta bust your butt.
Yes. Not doing it like, oh, no, I'm good. And then, maybe I'm not. I'm not doing that.
Me, not Asian. Not in the music industry, giving advice.
I'm Asian.
And in the music industry.
And in the music industry. But my family were really supportive of what I had passion for music. So it's kind of different. But also, it's really important to do something what you want to do.
Totally.
So yes, I would just go for it.
So whenever I was in high school, I was like, you know, I had good grades and stuff. My parents like really wanted me to be an engineer. I was like trying to decide if I was going to do facial plastic surgery, go to med school, do the whole thing, or be an entertainer, like acting, all that kind of stuff.
Plastic surgery?
Yeah, I wanted to be a surgeon so bad.
What?
I would like…
Where?
There's like anything on… I really wanted to do like face.
Do you still do it?
Yeah, I could try. So I was like, you know, because like I felt conflicted. Mm. And so ultimately I like realized like I really wanted to, you know, chase my dreams and stuff and be in the entertainment industry. And so I sat my parents down. I was like, guys, listen, this is really important to me. I would love your support because this is like what I'm choosing. Mm. But
I'm gonna go South Korea.
That was after college. Yeah. I did go to college to like please them, which like not everyone is, you know, able to do. So I feel privileged in that sense. But I just presented it as like, I know that like this is hard for you guys to hear maybe, but like this is really important to me, and like I would love for you guys to support me, and like this is what I'm choosing. Because like at a certain point we're all adults, you know, like we gotta make our own choices. We can't be living for other people. So if you love music and like you don't want to do something that like only your parents want you to do, you got to live for yourself. Because when you're 45 doing a job that you only did for someone else, you're going to be like, damn.
I just fixed nose and I'm dead. All right. That was a show. Thank you for saying those. And we do that. All right. Yes. We're going to do a giveaway? I did not know that we're going to do a giveaway. You don't even give me shit. All right.
So generous. It's because I'm here.
Yes. Mm. Shit. Okay. Three winners will be randomly selected into a Win WWJD hat, hoodie, and a t-shirt. Oh, or a t-shirt signed by
me.
But like, I don't know. I'm like, how come I didn't get one? Oh yeah, I got one. Right, I'm so sorry. You gave me
shit. I didn't get anything.
That's what you get. so if you want to get those prizes for free, because it's giveaway, get the info out of socials on Instagram and Twitter at WWJD_podcast. Before you go, please email us. I'm not going to say the email because you know it. And phone call or Skype +1209-322-9953. Voicemail would be good because I don't have to read out and it's really hard. Go and watch clips for youtube.com/divestudios. Let's say goodbye. Do you have any last words for my baby Jays?
Rate 5 stars.
Yes.
And leave a review.
Yes.
Tell us how you would leave the royal family in a 5-star review.
Yes, oh, where right. can we find you?
I'm all over the internet at the same handle, and it's really hard to spell. So I really didn't think that one through. Levi. At Levi Bernhardt, LeviBernhardt.
D-T. Okay. All right, that's what you got. Thank you for coming, and see you guys later. Bye bye. Into you, into
you. America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.